Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
I told you to plug Chapel Roan into the wall.
Can I use my universal charger in Chapel?
Oh. She's dead now. Could you just plug it in again?
Yeah, hang on one second.
No, that's going to take at least...
One second.
What's on the screen
one
now?
One second.
Jesus, he's short, isn't he? What does it say on the screen? No, it's that little icon now with the little... It shows it's charging, but it's going to take another 10 minutes for it to wake up now.
Right.
Hey, you bunched it. Adding the day, it's Monday, it's the 9th of September. Ray Foley's my name, my old pal, my old mucker. A good old friend, JP.
Oh, it's me, hi.
Yeah. He's plugged in Chapel Roan over there. Anything?
Nothing yet.
No, still... It's showing you...
It might take a couple of seconds. Yeah, it'll take a couple of minutes.
The little lightning icon is
something
lit.
Is happening.
Something's happening. Like, the screen is lit up, but
her eyes
not.
Might open in about 5 minutes.
Having a day. Giggity, giggity, giggity. Look who's inside in the room with us. It's only Jess Kelly.
Hi.
I need to write down your title properly. Technology correspondent.
That's the one.
Jess is back in. We're turning this into a Monday feature now, and I like this.
Oh, great. You're thanks for letting me know.
You're on our show on Mondays now.
Okay, lovely.
Afternoons with Ray, JP and Jess. Some great songs, some good songs, and some great laughs. Join your afternoon pals, the Lunch Bunch. Ray, JP and Jess in the afternoons.
Do I consent to this or is it just
absolutely
happening?
Not. Okay, absolutely not. Absolutely. You're a crew member.
Jess and I have a whole will they, won't they? Did they do they?
Cannot help himself.
That's what he's mad for. Oh,
I think it'd be
gosh.
A really good selling point, though, for the Lunch Bunch if Jess and I have this unspoken thing where people are like, but what's going on there? Because I know Ray's married.
What's the story with those two?
Yeah.
Jess, who's been in the same relationship since she was 16 years
old. That's
not
the point, Jess.
Okay, sorry, exactly. I've just ruined radio.
That makes it even spicier, to be honest.
Don't ruin the bit. Because we've been trying to do it for years, even though Ray is married. It does make it even spicier. People, like, the listeners have been going for years, what is the story of Ray and JP? Mm-hmm. Will they, won't they? So adding you into the mix is going to make it all the more exciting.
Thrilling.
He just offered Jess some breaded chicken a couple of minutes ago.
And who could say no?
And if that isn't the ultimate shout of life.
I think we're engaged now. I think that's what's happened.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
He's moving in this evening.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Jess is here. We're going to be talking about the new iPhone, the announcement, expected announcement of the new iPhone and a bunch of other Apple products this evening. But first, JP, as we started playing Chapel Roan before she died, by the way, when you say she's dead, like the power's gone.
Oh, yeah, she'd be fine, yeah.
JP took a notion. He was like, doesn't that sound like a cartoon theme tune or something?
Sounds to me like the theme tune to a 1980s kids show. Maybe an art show.
Art Attack or something?
Something like that, yeah.
What's that? Does it sound like a classic theme tune? No, it's gone.
No.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, no.
Art Attack was ITV.
Yeah, and it was wild and wacky, and it was way more up-tempo than that. That's like the soundtrack to Drive or something. Completely different vibe, JP.
Do you think?
Completely different vibe.
I thought
vibe.
There was an art show on the BBC where they had Morph, and it was similar to...
No, that wasn't Art Attack.
There was Tony, what's-his-face?
Tony Hart.
That was a great show.
Was it maybe something akin to... Well, he used Vision On, didn't he? Which is over there. JP, you're hijacking the show now with your Jamembers. This is ridiculous.
I don't want any breaded chicken.
Warning. Jamember. This is a Jamember warning. Jamember. Remembering stuff on the radio.
Just be careful, guys, because we could end up spending the entire show remembering stuff now, and it is the laziest form. Nostalgia? Oh. Yeah, it was Vision On that Tony Hart used, and it was like the art... When all of the rubbish pictures from the viewing children would come in, they'd roll. They'd just put it on a roller and they'd go from item to item, and then it would be... There's a picture of a house drawn by JP from Dundalk. And there's a picture of another house drawn by Jess in Dublin?
Correct.
I was very good at drawing grass when I was a child.
What's that, just colouring green, is it?
Yeah, well, like spiky. You do a few spikes and then colour it green. It's grass for you.
What a catch. Maybe I'll go out to you for that bread of chicken. Thrilling conversation. I was good at drawing grass.
Shots fired.
Unbelievable. She's playing hard to get, guys. She does this every time. Every time.
Will they, won't they? You see, the thing is, she's treating him so mean like that, but only because she actually fancies him.
I absolutely love him, you guys. I love him.
It's the law of the playground, guys. That's all it is.
The only reason I work in radio is to get close to JP. I swear to God.
I tell you one thing, Cuddy, he wouldn't be offering you his breaded chicken.
I tell you, he wouldn't.
Not a euphemism either. It's breaded chicken.
This is so stupid.
Well, yeah, I welcome to the show. It's like it's like this is our first time ever here in the show. Anyway, Jess talks tech because she's a technology correspondent. Will I just take a tune and then we'll come back and do the Apple?
Maybe.
Will I do that?
You should go on.
I will, sure. JP's going to go off and grab us some breaded chicken. We play a bit of Boyzone, talk about the new Apple iPhone. We're going to be so good. Eventually, we're going to be good. We're going to be so good. In the meantime, we're just going to be really good. You're on today, FM. Sharing Bad Habits. You're on Today FM. We play the music you would love. On a good day. How are you? Raise my name. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
Jess Kelly, technology correspondent from downstairs in News Talk. Oh, yeah. It must be nice to come up here to the bright lights of Today FM, though, is it, Jess?
Yeah, it's more crack downstairs, but it's nice to come up and see what you're up to. We have great fun down on.
Shut your nasty little face.
The cheek of you coming in here. Coming in here in front of all of these listeners. That's the big difference between downstairs and up here, actually.
Look at all these listeners.
Look at all these people here. Look at all these, by comparison to downstairs. Must be wild.
Do you have one of your little tumbleweed sound effects there?
They're all down there. Look at this.
She's producing the show now.
I'll go. I'll go again.
Shut your nasty little face.
I'm going to mark you down on that one, Jess. Right, lads, let's move on. Did you want to play some voice notes, Jean-Paul, or will we go on with the iPhone?
No, do you know what? Mike was stuck in Jememberville there. There's no point in going back to those art shows theme tunes we were talking about.
We're moving on. We're moving to the future, Jess. Mm. The future is, well, the future's only a couple of hours away. About 6 o'clock this evening, Apple are going to announce another iPhone that we're going to have to buy, because if we don't buy it, our lives aren't going to be worth living, correct?
You're going to be stuck in Jememberland forever with your old phones. You need to move forward. The iPhone 16, the 16 Pro and the 16 Pro Max. We're getting three new iPhones tonight at 6 o'clock. This is nerdy Christmas. This is the big date that all the Apple fans put in their calendar. Every September, we get new phones. Some of the analysts in the US are saying that this is the iPhone that could change everything. So if you haven't upgraded, around 300 million people who are iPhone users haven't upgraded their phone in the last 4 years because there hasn't been that big a leap between the different devices. But the super nerds are saying that this could be the one that makes you upgrade.
I think I bought mine like a month and a half ago.
Okay.
I think I may have timed it badly, Jess.
You should have run that by me a month and a half ago.
I know it's every September, prior to that, this is a 15 I have, and the one before that was a 12. So I did quite well. I held out for quite a while, but I was like, no, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to get a new one. It was about 2 months ago, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the good news for you is that in terms of the hardware itself, there's not going to be a massive leap. The button that's on the side of your phone that is above your volume rocker, that at the moment you can program it to open the camera or to turn the phone onto silent or whatever, it's thought that that's going to be a designated camera button on the new phone. So you will have a shutter button essentially for when you're taking photographs, if you are still the kind of person that uses a button instead of the screen.
I've always used the volume up button. Yeah, always.
Oh,
the volume up button is a shutter button. Did you know that?
I know that, but I wouldn't use it.
And if you hold it, it goes click 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 click, and you get like 100 photos, and you just pick the one that you like the most and get rid of the other 99.
Does that work on my iPhone 12?
Look at your man learning something now here. This is fascinating to watch.
Welcome to the future.
This is incredible. Watch him. Watch him now. Watch his eyes light up as he learns.
I can't wait
something.
To see the 17 selfies of your chin as you try to figure it out.
The amount of times I have taken a screenshot or screen grab of this phone accidentally is not even funny. If you go through my camera roll, you have deleted about 500 photos.
Isn't it adorable?
It's really cute.
It's lovely. We're going to appear someday, me and him, on like Britain's Got Talent or one of those things. And he's just going to tell he's going to go up on stage in front of Simon Cowell and all the rest of them. And he's just going to tell a story about the old days, and he's going to break everyone's heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I expect to be fully up to the minute on the iPhone 16 in around about 2030.
All right, because this is what JP does. He gets second-hand phones.
Refurbed.
Which is a good thing to do. That's a good thing to do for the environment. But if you are a bit of an innovation nerd like myself and Ray would be, and you want the best thing today rather than in 15 years' time, you kind of want to upgrade. But the good news, back to my point, that you're with your six-week-old iPhone 15, the most exciting thing about the iPhone 16 is actually going to be the software update that'll come later this year. So iOS 18. Anyone like me who's got the beta version will have seen some of the improvements that have come in place. But the big thing is AI, and I don't mean artificial intelligence. I mean Apple intelligence. Ooh. Because they have notions. They've recoined AI as being Apple intelligence.
And what makes it different to like ChatGPT or one of the regular AI? Well, there's Gemini over on Google. There's Open
Copilot.
Copilot from Microsoft. What makes Apple's one different?
Okay, so it's integrated with Siri, so it's using the ChatGPT technology. So the technology from OpenAI is going to be ingrained in every element of the iPhone. So Siri, at the moment, you can ask it to call a certain person. You can ask it certain questions, like, is it raining or is it going to rain? You get yes, no answers. You'll be able to interact in a much more conversational way. What I'm very excited about is that you'll be able to ask it to summarize your emails or your text messages. So rather than having to read through 20 emails that come in while you're on air, you can ask Siri to summarize it and to tell you if you need to do anything based on those emails.
Oh, cool.
Also, say if we make a plan to go and get some breaded chicken on Thursday night, right?
I'm in.
JP's not involved, obviously.
It's just you and I talking about gadgets and stuff. Yeah.
Obviously. But we've texted and we've arranged to meet at 7:30 in a certain restaurant in a certain place. You can ask Siri to remind you where you're meeting me, and it'll go into our text thread and it'll say you're meeting Jess at this restaurant at 7:30. Here's how you get there.
That sounds awesome, right? But at what point should we be concerned about them accessing the nuclear codes and blowing us all up based on our plans for giving them access to everything?
I suppose the time to do that would have been 18 years ago before we started ingraining this technology into our lives. If they want to know something, they already know it, right? Apple is one of those companies that says that privacy is everything to them. The phones are fully encrypted. We've heard instances where, you know, iPhones have been used in criminal proceedings and Apple haven't unlocked them for them. So in terms of security, I think if you're using a smartphone, if you're on the internet, you kind of have to balance that seesaw for yourself in terms of the privacy and the terms and conditions and the fine print. Personally speaking, I'm going to use it because I want the convenience of it. And I do think it's going to be super beneficial. It's where, you know, 5 or 6 years ago when all the talk around the Google Assistant and Alexa and all that jazz started, we're now getting to where I thought we would be when these conversations first started. Mm. It's actually useful. And rather than you having to make 3 or 4 clicks in your phone to get the information you want, you'll be able to just talk to Siri and she'll do and give you the information that you want that's relevant to you. She won't just be pulling from the internet. She'll be pulling from the data within your life,
which they already
have access to. Yeah. The second you sign up to an iPhone, that's what happens.
It's mind blown. I've become addicted to ChatGPT. I use it all the time. I use ChatGPT now like people use. I pay for it. I've had it for yonks. I didn't use it for ages. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll ask ChatGPT that. And now ChatGPT, the current model, I use it instead of Google. So I'm like, what's the best, for instance, when's the new iPhone coming out? How much is it going to cost? What's going to be on the new iPhone? And ChatGPT will give you all the information. It'll parse it out of the internet. And you can kind of have a conversational back and forth with the...
Have you experienced any of the hallucinations, though?
I regularly, I think it's the JP's dodgy breaded chicken actually that it's given me. It's about 6 o'clock this evening. We'll see what it is. Are there going to be Macs and iPads as well? But maybe announced.
Possibly. There'll definitely be watches because it's the 10th iteration of the Apple Watch. We'll probably get some new earpods as well. And we may get some trailers from new TV shows from Apple Plus as well.
All right. Yeah, I won't get too excited about that, but it's all about the iPhone for now in terms of this announcement.
7:30 Thursday, breaded chicken, yeah?
Okay, I have to go, you guys.
Lock it in.
I'll stick it in my calendar.
Hey, Siri, I want to add another... add this to my diary, breaded chicken with Jess and JP. We're all going on a date together.
Ray Foley.
Jess Kelly. Darling.
Hair Plus, creating a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!